Preparations were underway at Katherine Ferguson Academy in the morning for a big rally to protest the school's closure. Students were milling around in the hallways. Some were making signs. Across town, protesters were getting on a bus to join the demonstration. But on the 14th floor of the Fisher Building, something else was happening.
Good morning, everyone. I want to change your storyline.
That's Roy Roberts, the emergency manager of Detroit Public Schools. He called a press conference to announce that Katherine Ferguson Academy, along with two other schools, would be taken over by a charter operator.
Miracles still happen, Harriet. Oh,
back at the school, staff and alumni and students celebrated with hugs and screams. Jaslyn Williams just wrapped up her junior year. She was contemplating getting her GED when she heard the news that Katherine Ferguson would stay open.
I'm speechless. Oh, my God, I'm so happy. Like, oh, my God, I was just figuring out, like, not an hour ago what I was going to do. I could breathe now.
Katherine Ferguson Academy serves about 250 young moms like Williams and 120 children. School nurse Darlene Allen says it's more than just a school.
A lot of our students don't have families, intact families. So that's what we were for them. We were their mothers, their fathers, their sisters, their brothers. We were their family.
But as much acclaim as the school has earned, it's also an expensive one to run. The per-pupil cost at Katherine Ferguson is more than $12,600 a year. That's about $5,000 more than the average cost across the district. But officials with the charter operator that will take over Katherine Ferguson say they have the funding and partnerships to make it work. Blanche Kelso-Bruce already has 8 alternative education schools in Detroit, and it will take over 2 additional Detroit public schools slated for closure. Blair Evans is the chief administrative officer for Blanche Kelso-Bruce. He says his staff also has the resources to help with the farm outside Katherine Ferguson's back door.
We have a greenhouse, we grow fish, we grow plants, you know, and that whole permaculture process is part of what we do already. So we do have some additional resources that they can draw upon in order to further the program, and we're not scared of goats and rabbits and chickens and plants. So.
Come on, that turkey, he's hungry. See, look at that, look at that.
That's Paul Wirtz. Right, he started the farm shortly after he joined the staff as a science teacher 20 years ago.
The farm is just a way to educate the students, you know, in the school, both the early childhood and the high school students. So we've developed that over 20 years, which is not just good for our students. It's probably a good idea for elementary and high school students around the city.
Many of the school supporters would like to see Katherine Ferguson become a model for other schools. That would have been difficult had it closed for good. Instead, the moms and babies and goats and chickens will all be back in the fall. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.